Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
It is the Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's FM 104.
No rules.
I'm just talking about her.
Looking at the news today, so there's loads of stories.
Big funeral on in the UK.
There is a fairly big one, yeah. The biggest funeral that's possibly ever happened in the last 60 years.
Yeah, I think Winston Churchill was the last one that was as big.
So everybody's there, like, you know, all the leaders of all the different nations. It's a massive, imagine the security for this must be absolutely, I know they've practiced and they've done rehearsals for all these things for years.
You won't be getting a sausage and egg McMuffin in the UK for love nor money today.
Now, that's all that's happening there. But in a sort of side story, have you seen what everyone, like, I would be very interested to see if they're on today.
Who? Oh yeah, they skipped the queue.
Philip and Holly, right? They went and they skipped the queue.
Now they were filming.
Okay,
First of all, David Beckham makes it worse.
David Beckham,
because he goes and sets an amazing,
incredible PR machine.
Message.
He queued up with the people. He had sandwiches with people. He smiled. He went through. He went through with the public, and you know,
what's he act like? What's he looking for?
He went and he cried. Did you see him? He teared up. Yeah. He meant it. He wasn't faking it. So, cut to
Philip and Holly. The monarchy served him well.
The photograph of Philip doesn't do him any good. This is what we're talking about, Philip Schofield here, right?
Yeah.
Doesn't do him any good because he looks really angry. He looks really annoyed in it, right?
Right.
And Holly's wearing a mask, and people are saying, why is she wearing a mask? Because nobody else was. And they went through this fast track thing. Now, then this morning, issue a statement.
Do you get a free coffee with the fast track?
No. They issue a statement saying, oh, just let everyone know, Philip and Holly weren't fast tracking. They didn't go to their media were filming something for Tuesday.
Yeah, yeah.
But then all the replies going, exactly, yeah, yeah. They're saying, but there's no.
All the media's outside.
But there was no cameras where they were going. they're not journalists.
Stung by the mix is the Irish term.
Now, their audience, their core audience, are horrified by this. Of them going through this fast track.
Like, it's like Boris Johnson having parties.
But it's, and no, they also did that spinning the wheel thing last week where you could win your energy bills for a year. And so that was people, that annoyed people. And then they got selfies of Boris Johnson. And now it's just gone. They're getting up. Now I know about pylons, right? They're getting, the pylon is huge.
It
for
is
them.
Big. But yeah, here's two multimillionaires helping you pay your gas bills. A bit of a weird one. Sorry, just to make you like David Beckham even more, he brought donuts for people in the queue. What a man.
So people are saying that they should be fired and everything. It's gone a bit too far. But it'd be very interesting to see what they say this morning and what the film. Because if there is no film.
They're on today. They're having it on today.
Oh, they wouldn't be on.
Good live coverage.
So for Tuesday, they'll have to have something ready to go for Tuesday. And it better be convincing.
Very convincing. Serious game phase now, lads. By the way, David Beckham's old car is on sale on Dundeal.
How much?
If you're interested.
What is it?
It's an S-Class Merc.
Oh, yeah.
I think it still has DVB is on the reg. I think it's still on UK plates. Oh. It's about 14 grand. If you want to buy his old car, it's on Dundeal.
Oh, yeah.
Saw it there the other day.
And Garth is gone.
He is. He said he'd be back, though.
He's promised he'll be back. He loved it here. He made 25 million over the 5 nights.
I'd love it anywhere I made 25 million.
And look, if you enjoyed it, you enjoyed it, fair enough. But you've identified yourself as country music fans.
Yeah.
So there are people who are country music fans.
So who are you going to go to next?
And there is everybody else. So if you went, you're, I would affectionately call a mullah.
Yeehaw! Yeah, seriously, I've never seen Jack's on the Alphaburn Road for anyone else. You'll see them this morning if you're going towards town. They're on the right, about 10 of them.
Well, look, huge injection for all the businesses and pubs all around there. Brought a lot of people from outside the country into the country.
Oh, yeah. All the pubs did very well.
So, you know, we've made a few quid. So thanks, Garth.
Fair play to you. Not too soon, though, yeah?
Give it 5 years.
I was going to say five would be a lovely number, yeah.
He could come every year, no problem.
Fact. But he'd probably only want to do stadiums as well, so.
Yeah, it has to be sweetener. But, like, he'd definitely do. I think where they say he's going to tour the next time, it's not going to be just the same spot.
Across the country?
Yeah, he'll go.
I'll send him down to Cork.
Yeah. There's lovely stadiums all around the country.
Thomond.
Yeah, absolutely. Now you're talking. Belfast, yeah. Let's go.
Stay out of here. Sure, only 5% wanted them from here anyway.
He could easily do a Slane.
Save yourself the hotel room. He could do. Stop putting ideas in our heads, will you?
He could do a big yee-haw double denim Slane.
No, that's a waste of Slane.
Yeah, cabbage sandwiches, the whole lot.
Cabbage sandwiches. No one eats cabbage sandwiches. I do love a bit of cabbage, by the way.
They do.
Bacon and cabbage
sandwiches are lovely.
A bit of parsley
sauce. Bacon and cabbage sandwiches in a field. Perfect. That's the best way. That's the best place to see him is in a big field.
Yeah, with muck all over your faces. Yeah. Cattle. Yeah, yeah.
Yee-haw.
Silage everywhere.
Look, I'm only joking. Fair play to him.
Yeah. We're all into weird bits of music.
He's a megastar, and if you enjoyed it, fantastic. Well done. It looks like it was a great show.
As his private jet taking off. See ya.
And do you know what? There's loads of businesses. All those places he went to eat and stuff in Wicklow.
Oh, yeah.
People are booking those. They're booked out now.
Get the photograph.
Garth had dinner there. I'm going there.
Get the photograph of him up behind the bar where he's in your bar. And all the tourists will want to go, where did Garth go?
Yeah.
No matter what sport you enjoyed over the weekend, forget about that for a minute. Last night, they were quaking in the kingdom because there was news. The two Dubs legends were back from their travels and they wanted to pull on the blue jersey for at least one more season.
They're back.
The Jacks are back. So Jack McCaffrey and Paul Mannion will make a sensational return to the Dublin football squad. It was confirmed last night. Up the Dubs.
So what happened? Where did they go?
I think Jack went travelling for a while.
I know, but like, why did they leave the team?
Oh, I don't know. Same manager's still there.
Were they asked to leave?
No, they weren't asked to leave.
No, you know, managers drop players. You kind of scratch your head. Like,
no, I'm pretty sure when Jim Gavin finished, Jack announced he was taking a break. But it was never finishing.
Right.
So if you just get Dermot Connolly back now in a few others, he'd be laughing.
Is he retired?
He just slipped away.
Cluxon's retired, right?
He just slipped away.
That's so cool. That's all Cluxon. Just gone.
Yeah, but if they all could... If they could all get the band back together for next season, that'd be deadly.
Yeah, but like, they've done everything.
Oh, I know.
There has to be a new band now to take it over.
But it's hard watching Kerry come back in and take all the limelight again. It's been called a huge boost to the Dublin football team this morning.
Oh. And Arsenal are top of the table again.
It doesn't excite me as much.
No, it wouldn't. But that young fella, he's 15. He got his first game yesterday for Arsenal.
15? Can you play 15 in a match?
I think he's one of the youngest ever, I think.
Rooney was probably close. I don't think even Rooney was 15, though.
No, I can't remember how old he is.
15?
Ethan, plays 8-15, makes Premier League history.
That is incredible.
Incredible, yeah.
How much is he on now?
And Arsenal, of course, won yesterday.
Okay, hang on. Right.
How much is he on? He's 15. He wouldn't be on the big books like the lads, but he will be eventually if he keeps going.
Of course. Yeah, to do a good job. So there's actually the youngest players to appear in Premier League. 15 years was yesterday. 15 years, 181 days old.
So he's 15 in a bit. And Mikel Arteta said it was pure gut feeling to play him. Just had a feeling this kid is good. Put the kid on. He broke the record of Liverpool's Harvey Elliott set when he was at Fulham in 2019 by 214 days.
Yeah, he was 16 years and 30 days. I'd say Ethan is fairly safe there because all the other players were all 16 and that's a good bit.
And they beat Brentford now. They beat Brentford 3-0 and they're top of the table. So
yeah, hang on, Brentford beat Manchester United a few weeks ago.
I know, but
Brentford, write them off. So Aaron Lennon was the youngest. It was the 2003, now that was a while back, Leeds versus Tottenham. Isaiah Brown, Matthew Briggs, Harvey Elliott and Ethan yesterday.
Yeah, it's great to see.
15.
So like, think about it, he could be playing into like his mid-30s. That's another 20 years of this guy.
You can't even go on a bus without your ma at 15.
Yeah.
I want to know how much he's on.
Youngest ever player. I'm sure it's somewhere.
So back in the day, Alex Ferguson, when the younger players would join Man United, he would bar them from buying expensive cars. So Wayne Rooney's first car at Old Trafford for quite a while was a Ford Ka, because Alex Ferguson had that much power over them.
Yeah.
that he said, I want you to keep your feet in the ground.
Yeah, so he had a bit of success, that fella.
He did, yeah.
So, yeah, he was good. So
no Aston Martins, lads.
I'd imagine this fella would have come just through Arsenal's academy. And
probably, yeah.
Being a bit of a noise, you can keep an eye on this guy. But, like, nobody would have thought he'd be playing at 15.
That's savage, isn't it?
Maybe at 17 if he was lucky, but 15.
What'd you do yesterday? Play for Arsenal?
Play for Arsenal.
He's not back in school now this morning, Randon, is he?
Well, these guys kind of give up school, I think, yeah. As far as I know.
There's a good chance he'll do all right, like.
Yeah, I think he probably would have left school earlier.
Maybe he's doing it on Zoom.
He might be doing it. But I don't know. We'll find out if anyone knows. Is he still in school, this fella? 7 o'clock, it's FM 104.
Party could be over for some TV shows if what you're about to tell us is true.
Yes, yes. Now, this is quite worrying now. You got to understand, I don't understand things, right? So
I don't understand
I don't. And this is a head-scratcher for the powers that be.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
In Virgin and in RTE, right?
So, any streamers in here, is all just normal TV?
This is normal TV, but this is like, so because of Brexit, right? And their sort of prolonged withdrawal from Europe, right?
Yeah.
Shows that are made in the UK are no longer considered European.
Okay. Well, move them here then.
No, we already have them. So they'll be broadcast on Irish networks like Virgin and RTE. So we're talking about EastEnders. We're talking Coronation Street.
Mass Singer, all these kind of shows.
The Chase.
Yeah, yeah, right, okay.
You know, any of those shows that we watch here on our channels.
But why can't we watch what we want?
Well, this is the thing. So we get most of those shows on the BBC, but you know, there's certain ones that you can only get on Virgin and RTE, like the soaps. You know,
well, the ITV ones would be Virgin.
Yeah,
and then
so EastEnders would be on RTE, wouldn't it? And then
I think so, yeah.
And then Coronation Street's on Virgin. So yes, yeah, because the thing is changing. They might be classified as UK only, and they can't have them broadcast in foreign territories anymore.
But sure, they're paying for them. What, it shouldn't matter if
well, this is what they're saying. So
where it is,
because we're the only English-speaking country in Europe, and we like their shows.
Yeah,
it'd be kind of unfair on us because like, nobody else in Europe cares. But like we do because we like those shows.
Yeah, what are we meant to watch instead?
And it's
more
a,
Fair
it's
City.
Very worrying for RTE and Virgin because that's a lot of bums on seats. Those soaps.
Yeah, like Saturday Night Takeaway, Ant and Dec.
I don't know if that's included, but yeah, it could be.
But it would be. It's the same rule.
Yeah, so you don't want the player, you know, not supported in your country.
What about Joel Dommett, everybody?
He's on everything, that fella.
He says he rings his missus after every show he does and cries down the phone to her and says, I made a mess of it.
Yeah, well, a lot of people in the spotlight are insecure, Nobby.
Every show, though. Like, you're not that bad, Joel. You should stop saying everybody all the time, but apart from that.
Everybody!
You're grand, like. I think you're being a bit too hard on yourself.
I don't even notice him.
How could you not?
No, but I don't even like when he's on a show. It's just a vanilla or something. I don't know what
it is. He's Mr. Mass Dancer, Mass Singer now at the moment. Mass Dancer at the moment. Singer's better, in fairness.
Anyway, he's on a lot of shows.
So all those shows might be.
Well, now they're just worried about it at the moment because you know the Brexit rules and regulations are so difficult to work out. You know.
Yeah.
So the powers that be are concerned.
No jungle.
Viewers might lose their favourite soaps.
Top Gear.
Now we see with EastEnders, we all get BBC, right?
Yeah.
But we don't all get ITV anymore, or and now you're on the UTV.
You can. Yeah, there's ways you put.
You
in
can
the
in Sky, but I can't. I'm Virgin Media.
Do you know what we all need? Well, dodgy boxes.
Yeah, but like
everyone knows a fella. Never girls.
There's a lot of money in these companies. Then they're worried. Some of their biggest.
Oh, you know, you could have them.
Shows.
You'd have them. That could be your side hustle, and your dodgy box is your main hustle.
Yeah. You're thinking as a viewer now, not as a broadcaster.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. This
but
show is for
it's
the people.
It's very worrying for the. I know. It's very worrying for the big organisations. Because we don't want.
It's
them
a bit
to
of a head scratcher. No, they want to get that money and they want to have those big shows. I understand.
The headline is Cobbles Wobbles.
Cobbles Wobbles. Everyone in Cobbles Wobbles.
Like, is EastEnders going south?
It has done a long time ago, but yeah, someone's mad still wants to watch it. Look, it's not just soaps. There's a lot of stuff. Like even Take the Takeaway, for example. You know,
yes.
They're shows that you'd want to watch. And
I'm sure that there's money exchanging hands, and I'm sure these companies that are making these shows in the UK don't want to lose their check from RTE and Virgin either. So.
This is very dark for Monday, Jim.
To collaborate with our neighbours.
It's very, very dark.
It's time for Showbiz News.
FM 104's Dish the Dirt.
With Autobuy.ie. Don't waste your precious time. Sell your car the easy way. Autobuy.ie.
It's 8 o'clock at the Strawberry Alarm Clock. We're giving away dodgy boxes all this week. Thanks to dodgyboxes.com.
Britain's Best Woodworker is back on Channel 4 this Wednesday. The channel that brings you Bake Off has commissioned a second series of The Woodwork Show.
That was always a good class, in fairness.
The show?
Wednesdays after lunch, double woodwork.
I never had woodwork.
Did you not?
No.
I didn't do it myself either.
I wouldn't have minded that.
It's a good skill to have.
The show became... Yeah, it is. The show became a surprise hit for the channel last year. Surprise for me as well. And it starts at 8 p.m.
Tonight.
Oh yeah, if you're into the Bake Off.
Woodworkers.
So excited!
The trees.
I want them to find their creativity.
I'm getting car window.
Stress.
It's a massive task.
I've cut myself twice.
No time for lathing around now.
So yeah, they have a sewing one. They have a like all these things on paper sound like terrible ideas. I don't know how they get the view. Like the Bake Off thing. You want to get some people in a tent in the summer with loads of ovens on, all sweating, and then we're going to make some...
Some fella gives you a handshake.
Yeah, some fella looks like Captain Birdseye. It's going to shake your hand if he thinks you're good, and there's going to be a couple of people trying to be funny. You just think, nah, that'll never work. Yeah. It's massive.
Well, if someone's carving something cool, you know, why not?
Louis Tomlinson has been talking about his One Direction days and the advice he'd give his younger self. His new single, Bigger Than Me, is out now.
Musically, I would say that sometimes when you're first starting out, it's hard to work out who you are as an individual, as an artist, musically. But what's easier, or what I found easier, was working backwards from who you don't want to be. And then you kind of reverse engineer it, and eventually you realise, OK, well, this is who I want to be.
Hey, Louis, give Liam a call there, will you? Have a word.
He's a nice fella.
Yeah, Louis's all right.
Yeah, Louis's all right. Niall's all right. Harry's all right.
Yeah, I'd say Harry's a bit of a diva. Come on, like, he's Harry Styles.
Oh, he's all right. He seems okay to me.
Louis, I'd say Louis is the most normal one from One Direction.
And Niall. I'd say Niall is
I'd say Niall can have notions as well.
No, I won't have that.
He's a star.
Love you, Niall.
And we do love you, Niall. I just think Louis's the most normal.
Well, I've met Niall a couple of times and there was no.
I wouldn't want to stay with Zayn.
Lewis Capaldi has spoken about the time he was busking on Grafton Street when he was on a UK radio station, and he mentions Jacob the Busker, and he mentioned that he didn't know one of the Niall Horan songs.
The one moment I want to talk to you about is the Niall and you busking viral sensation.
Yes.
Moment that happened.
Yeah.
What was the story there? Did you like kick him off?
So we went out for a few pints.
Yeah.
And we took to the streets, and this guy Jacob was playing, and we just asked if we could go and sing some songs. And the first thing I said to him was, do you know any Niall Horan songs? And he said no.
Oh, no, as if.
Yeah, I'm like, he's standing right there, don't he? And then went up, sang some songs. I got to feel like what it would be like to be in One Direction
for just a few minutes. What was that lasting impression on you? Like, how does it feel to be in One Direction for a few minutes?
It's just as good as you might imagine.
Yeah.
People really like those guys.
Yeah.
If they come back and Zayn isn't interested, I'm your man.
We were having a think, and when you're landing on a plane, if you're going on your holidays or you're just hopping over to London, whatever it is, do you have a little ritual where you stick your earphones in and you listen to a favourite song to stop your ears popping or whatever?
Yeah, I've got kind of take-off music. Is it yours landing music or take-off music?
Well, I'll give you this. This is my one. So this works very well with, if you imagine when you're descending and you're coming through the clouds and you're floating. I love listening to Elbow, Lippy Kids. So
good
stick the ear.
Good song.
Good song, isn't it? And it just works. Just imagine the plane just
yes.
gently descending. Now,
through
not
the clouds.
This is sort of like the last few minutes of the flight, maybe 5 minutes. It just really works.
Beautiful Dublin below you.
Yeah, or if you're on holidays, you know, somewhere else, lovely and hot. You can see the mountains and the clouds and
so
maybe the sea. And
every time you're descending, you put the headphones in and you put this on.
And listen to this. Yeah.
Okay.
Just imagine the plane, little gentle turns as they line up to...
I love that band. A great band.
You know, and it's just lovely. You're floating through the air. Just imagine the fluffy clouds going by your window.
Oh, seen it, Hobby.
Distant scream of a child in the back, but
that's your child. You need to look after it.
You have your noise cancellation on, so you can't really hear them.
Cabin crew, prepare for landing.
Well, you're very good at that, aren't you?
Yeah.
That's nice. So we got thinking, what song do you have, everyone, that you play at a certain time? So it could be landing in a plane, or it could be my one is for taking off.
5 minutes for landing.
So years ago, I was flying somewhere and I had the iPod on. Remember the iPod?
Yeah, of course.
And I put it on random, right?
Right. And random.
I am so and put on random and I started playing. So this came up as I was taking off.
Right.
And I thought, oh, this is brilliant for takeoff.
Who's this now?
This is The Killers.
Oh, we love this band. Right. Yeah, you love this band.
Yeah, so Sam's Town, one of my favourite albums. There's a plane and I am flying. There's a plane and I am flying. Oh, it's like, oh my God, this is perfect.
That's very good. I don't know this song now.
Oh, yeah. There's a mountain
waiting for me. Sorry, hang on a sec. Hit pause there.
What?
What do you mean there's a mountain waiting for you?
Well, I'm going to fly over the Alps probably on my way to...
No. There's not a mountain waiting for you when you're on a plane. You'll get...
No.
Terrain. Pull up. Terrain.
The plane I'm flying... these years have been so trying. So it's just... The plane is like... It's like flying... It's
taking
it's
off.
It's ascending now. I don't know. And again, I had the noise cancellation. And I was like, yes.
Am I strong? Hopefully, it's strong enough, yeah.
Turbulence.
Sorry, will I live to have some children?
Yeah, but it's still...
hang on, there's a mountain coming first, we're a plane. Will I survive to have kids?
No, but like, it's just the song, it's just the lyrics. It's just...
but it's not meant to...
It's the emotions.
Get down!
I've never realised.
If I only.
Yeah, it was like, think of the turbulence. Like the plane is really kicking in.
Help me get down!
Yeah, because like eventually
I can make it.
I can make it. Yeah.
It's a very dark song for trying to make you not be worried about a plane.
So it's called "Why Do I Keep Counting." I've never realised the lyrics are.
There's a mountain waiting for me.
My days are numbered. I think he said my days are numbered. Hang on.
That is the most inappropriate song you can listen to on a plane.
If all our days are numbered.
Just think of mine, the lovely clouds.
I was kind of listening to the music on that one. Normally I do listen to the lyrics, but...
Will I live long enough to have children?
Yeah, well, look... And like when you're in the plane, you want to get down eventually. So
help me get down. Yeah,
I can make it.
There's a bit of... He sounds a little bit sinister the way he says it.
So if you have a song, whether it's appropriate or not, what is your song for flying? Lots of people do have this, like, we've been asking people around. And
especially landing. It just, it stops your ears popping. And it's either that or eat one of those sweets that comes in the gold little tins.
I mean, you might have a playlist, for going on your holidays.
What's your flying playlist?
Yeah, so what's the song that makes you think, oh, I'm going away now?
Help me get down. It doesn't even need more dinosaurs.
10 questions.
60 seconds.
€1,000.
FM 104's Instagram.
With misquote.ie. Committed to delivering great value car insurance. See what you can save at misquote.ie.
James is in college doing an apprenticeship. Don't tell us what the apprenticeship's in, James. Just tell us one thing you use in college. And we'll try and guess what the apprenticeship is.
Lots of hand tools.
Lots of hand tools.
Yeah.
Okay. Is it mechanical engineering?
It actually is.
Well done.
Wow.
Well done.
Great guess. I'm impressed with myself. That's there.
10 out of 10 there. We had no idea.
Fair play.
Where are you doing that? DCU?
No, I'm currently down at Portlaoise.
Okay. Oh, wow. If you got that,
yeah,
now,
well, it's a better outcome because, someone could tell you they're in Portlaoise and that could mean something entirely different.
Yeah, true.
Though you probably wouldn't be phoning in a radio quiz.
We've never had any prisoners.
We know. They wouldn't tell you.
No.
They wouldn't tell you.
So when you say to people you're doing 6 months in Portlaoise, they always think the wrong thing.
Right, James, we've got 10 questions. We're going to try and give you €1,000 on a Monday morning. That'd be nice.
I would love that.
Okay, let's go. Good luck. Here we go.
The game starts in 3, 2, 1.
In tech slang, what does A.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
AFAIK stand for?
Oh my God.
AFAIK.
AFAIK. I haven't a clue. I've never heard that before.
What part of your What part of your face is said to flare in anger?
Cheeks.
What F is a plastic disc thrown in parks for fun?
Frisbee.
What type of TV show is Donald Skeen famous for?
Oh God.
Donald
Seinfeld.
Skeen.
Seinfeld.
Who?
Seinfeld.
True or false? Justin Bieber once played basketball in Talis Stadium.
False.
In American currency, how many cents are in a dime?
25.
TV soap Fair City is based in which fictional part of Dublin?
Oh, God.
Looks like Moreno.
Hmm?
Looks like Moreno.
I'll say Moreno.
Who had a big 2015 hit with the song I Can't Feel My Face When I'm With You?
The Weeknd.
What does the O stand for in the medical condition OCD?
Oh, no. Oh, I have no clue.
And what what Premier League team played the youngest ever player in Premier League yesterday?
Oh, I've seen this only earlier on. Literally,
he's only 15.
Was it Everton?
Everton.
Arsenal.
Arsenal. That's the right answer, yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Shoot.
Well, James, look, you know, it's Monday morning.
Yeah, don't be too hard on yourself. Yeah.
Solid calm questions. Me off, guys. Solid questions. Yeah. As far as I know, AFAIK. As far as I know.
I don't know, Jesus. No, I've never used that one before.
Your nostrils are said to flare in anger, or your nose.
Maybe if your cheeks are a certain size, they would also flare.
Your cheeks would flush with anger, wouldn't they?
They probably would, yeah.
Probably.
Frisbee's right.
Yeah. Donald Skeen is famous for cooking.
I don't even know who he is.
Yeah, all right, that's fine.
He's loads of TV shows. Justin Bieber never played basketball in Talis Stadium. He played in Bushy Park, but not Talis Stadium, so that was right.
I had a feeling that was false, yeah.
Yeah. 10 cents is a dime, not 25. You're thinking of a quarter.
Yeah, was that a dollar 50? That's what I was thinking.
Carrickstown is the name of Fair City where it's set. Carrickstown.
The Weeknd was right. Obsessive compulsive disorder. Obsessive was the word. And Arsenal. So you got three today, James.
James, I'm bad at this.
Oh, no. Look, sure.
Say nothing.
Any other day you would have done well, I know it.
There's a lot of Jameses out there. We haven't identified you too much.
Thanks.
Good luck.
Appreciate that.
Cheers, James.
Yeah, lads.
Bye. Did you get higher than a three? 087-679-7104. Let us know.
A 6-inch monster crunch. This is a mutant snack. A mum has found a 6-inch crisp. For her husband to wolf it down, she could have made a lot of money. It's basically the same size as Gemma's hand.
Please send me a photograph of the crisp before
they
he
did.
Ate.
They were tucking into a pack of Walker's roast chicken. Don't think you can get it in Ireland, can
Ooh.
You?
Ooh.
Sounds good though, doesn't it?
I've noticed another Nordy Tato coming down here taking over our shelves.
I do like a Nordy Tato, there's nothing wrong with it.
I don't think I've tried them, but
Nordy Tato's okay.
Yeah, I've seen them in just randomly, like. It's a different packet.
Like when I was in the north during the summer and they had giant cheesy watsits. I think they're cheesy
watsits?
Cheesy poops. And they're huge.
Anyway, not to deviate from the walkers here. Sorry.
The mum of four, I don't know why that's important, but anyway, said, I just thought this is absolutely massive. No one will believe me. It's so big. So she took a picture of it. It was the same size as her own hand. It didn't break at all in the bag.
Must have just been sliced off by a potato.
It was like it's right down the middle of a large potato. Huge one.
Like a rooster.
My son said, you're going to get thousands of pounds for that.
Mm. And then Dad ate it.
She took a picture of the supersized savoury, 6-inch long, 3.7-inch wide, and it's crisp, and sent it to her husband, Dan, also father of four, who was also flabbergasted.
We don't know that.
I'm just guessing. But the hopes of a crispy windfall were crushed when Dan arrived home to his gaff in Kingston upon Thames. Don't know what that
is. Gizda.
And said, Dan just ate it and said, yeah, it tastes nice.
That's ridiculous.
I said, well, that's just the end of that.
She could have been on with Philip and Holly if they haven't got cancelled yet.
Well, I don't
talking
know.
Talking about her massive crisp.
It came in a 22 bag pack from Iceland. 22 bag pack.
Wow. That's huge.
They bulk buy, don't they?
You get 22 pack. Mm. Multi-packs in the UK.
She said, I'm holding out for another Whopper. Sounds like a song. But this time I'm going to keep it quiet about it because Dan's going to be around munching it.
So mums literally do go to Iceland.
I doubt she would have got thousands of pounds for a giant crisp.
No, little bit of attention on a Monday morning is probably...
Well, she has made some of the lighter stories today, so that's good.
So can you get roast chicken walkers in Ireland? That is the question.
That's the question we need to know. And have you ever got a crisp that big?
Yeah.
6-inch long, 3.7-inch wide.
You need to take a bit of a break between you saying 6-inch and long, Jim.
I don't.
Your words are crashing together.
We're talking about a crisp.
And it sounds a bit weird.
Well, it sounds weird if you've got a dirty mind.
No.
It does.
You've got a dirty mind. No, but any dirt.
A dirty
just
mind.
Saying,
you should wash your
weird.
Mind out with soap and water.
Just sounds
I'm talking about a crisp, a very wholesome story.
Now, it's time for Showbiz News.
FM 104's Dish the Dirt.
With Autobuy.ie. Don't waste your precious time. Sell your car the easy way. Autobuy.ie.
So, Lady Gaga had to cancel her gig halfway through because of the storms in Miami. And her fans were leaving the venue. They started singing Rain on Me into the rain. And then thunder. You can hear thunder coming in at the end.
Which works. I mean, it sounds very dramatic and theatrical and all that, but she put up a photograph and she looks like she's on the verge of tears. She's got a bunch of roses in her hands. Not sure what the story is there. Very, very red lipstick, but her eyes look very, very sad.
She would be, yeah. I'd say that she probably, if she was mid-gig then, her makeup would be kind of running and stuff, wouldn't it?
Possibly, yeah. This was the greatest tour of my life and I will cherish this moment forever. It took a long time for me to heal, but safety first. Love you.
Well, here's what it sounded like when the fans were singing to the rain.
And they tried, but at least I'm alive. Rain on me,
rain on me.
And then I'll just give you some background. A Taylor Swift fan then replied to that tweet saying, Taylor literally performed in rain so many times, even after she got cold. This isn't an excuse. She's just unprofessional.
Well... Liam Gallagher turns 50 and he has, this happens on Wednesday, and he has not invited Noel to his party on a villa in the Caribbean for family and friends.
Is Peggy gone?
I'd imagine so, yeah. The celebrity, his party's themed on Netflix's show Narcos.
It's a Narcos theme?
It's a Narcos theme. I don't know, you have to go... Dressed as a Colombian. I don't know.
What else is he hinting at there?
Mustaches and...
Stashes?
Stashes and mustaches.
Stashes and mustaches.
I don't know how you show up to a... to a Narcos themed... But anyway, Noel, not invited, so...
That's kind of sad,
any hopes for a reunion, yeah.
Even privately, like, no one's asked him to gig or anything.
Yeah, maybe Noel's busy. Maybe he's recording or on tour or something and can't make it.
Yeah, his little bro's 50, though.
I know.
She was a lady. She had to get her thrills, but that's nothing to do with the new song from Macklemore.
TikTok has really changed the landscape of music. And I think that in a lot of ways, it's a fantastic platform. It's a great way for new artists to get heard and to gain a massive audience in a really short period of time. I think that what you're seeing from more established artists that have been around for a while is like, I don't necessarily want to be on TikTok and exposed my whole life or feel like I need to completely have a secondary job, which is being a content creator. Nowadays, you kind of do, whether it's TikTok or Reels or Twitch or whatever it is, a lot of different social that you really have to participate in.
It's a big thing in the music industry at the moment where kind of more established artists are being told by labels, do some TikTok stuff.
Well, he's brilliant on TikTok. He really is. Like, he follows his tour at the moment and all the stuff behind the scenes at the stage. And even when he was in a hotel, there was two lads getting married and one of them was a massive Macklemore fan. And he just popped up at the wedding and they were chuffed.
Pretty sound.
Yeah.
Did he get the cocktail sausages? I hope so. It's on now or Sky, whatever way you like to get your shows this morning. Matt Smith has been chatting to Jimmy Kimmel about scenes with the dragons on House of the Dragons, and he tells us how they make it.
They build like a plinth, basically, which is like 20 foot in the air, and it's like a kind of bucking bronco in a boozer in a pub.
Yeah.
And then they like, there's a guy with a remote control who's like moving it around. He's really pleased with his life, obviously, because he's moving you around.
Yeah, it's a great gig.
It's a great job, isn't
it? Oh my God.
Yeah, and he probably hates you. He's like, and I'm like, go faster, mate. And then, you know, they fire
a load. So you're riding
Acapulco. Like
oh, wow.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You just, wow. So
and
really
then they fire Wind and Rain. And then after 10 hours, you're like, get me the
my God.
He's obviously Philip in The Crown. Did you hear that Harry went up to him and said, all right, Grandad?
No.
He went up to Matt Smith and said, how are you, Grandad?
That's brilliant. And if you're a huge fan of Bridgerton and you love Reggie Jean Page.
Oh, yeah.
I can tell you what he's doing next.
Is he taking his top off?
Well, he's rumoured for Bond. He's always in the rumour for that. But he's going to be in a reboot. No surprise there. But this time it's from a 60s movie. Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. He will play one of those two in the TV reboot.
So he'll be Sundance or he'll be Kid?
I don't know. He's going to play Butch.
Good man.
Made famous by Paul Newman back in the day. I don't know who is going to be the Sundance Kid. But we'll let you know when we know.
More Reggie on the way.
Lots more. Oh yeah. So have you ever made any demands, Nobby? Any demands?
I'm not too demanding. I've never asked for, you know, bottled water at room temperature. And is that kind of stuff you mean?
No. Well, I've definitely said no to some stuff that was going to be a bad idea.
Yeah. Sometimes you have to.
I remember there was an idea to do a promotional photograph of me and another presenter.
Oh yeah,
and we dressed as a man, and me dressed as a woman.
Him dressed as a man.
They wanted to recreate a picture of me and him, like Gone with the Wind.
Oh, lovely!
And I was going like, that's a very old film, and you want me to dress in a ball gown? And they said, yeah, we want the other guy to be dipping you down as if he's going to kiss you. And I said, well, where's this going to go? On the sides of buses?
Everywhere.
And I said, no.
Can we make it go viral?
Oh, it's like, oh, you stop, will you stop? So some people have demanded stuff on movies and got changes to the script even. So I didn't know that Chris Farley, the late comedian, was the original voice of Shrek.
I thought it was Mike Myers.
Mike Myers came in and re-recorded all of Chris Farley stuff after he passed away.
Oh.
And he did it in a... So originally he was going to do it in a Canadian accent like Chris Farley, or in his own accent he was going to do it in. And he said, look, Prince Farquaad's English, I think it would make more sense if he was Scottish.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And they went with it, but it cost DreamWorks $4 to $5 million to re-record everything. I know, but like...
It'd make all that back.
It was his idea. Samuel L. Jackson arrived in Vancouver to film the classic Snakes on a Plane.
Yeah.
And when he got there, he realised that New Line Cinema had changed the suits, had changed the name of it to Pacific Flight 121.
No.
And he said, I'm not doing it.
No. The whole point is the snakes all over the plane.
So change it back or I'm not doing it.
That just sounds like, you know, an on a flight.
And so they said, look, it's a more snappy title. Let's do that.
Snappy snakes.
This is a big one. Ben Affleck, when he was in the movie Gone Girl, So his character had to walk through an airport to avoid attention, so he had to wear a baseball cap. But the director wanted him to wear a baseball cap that he didn't want to wear because he's from Boston, and they wanted him to wear a Yankees cap. And he
couldn't
just,
do that.
He said, I can't. It went this way, and this row went on for 4 days. He said, I can't wear a Yankees cap. I'll never hit the end of it. I'm from Boston.
Never.
Not doing it.
You wouldn't
it.
Be able to walk down the street ever again.
And they just go, no, you are. No, I'm not. I'm from Boston. I, no way. They're, like, imagine his family. Like, they're just, they would, no way.
Yeah.
So they settled on a Mets hat. So it's not so bad. Still New York, but not as embarrassing.
Less shout down the street after you forever.
Yeah. And
J-Lo wouldn't have gone near him either. Again.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, can you imagine? He's so Boston.
Boston.
And Michelle Rodriguez, she almost quit the Fast and the Furious. They wanted her character to have a relationship with three, kind of a love triangle between her and two other characters.
Three? How would you find the time?
Exactly.
And very fast and very furious.
So they wanted a love triangle to go on. And she said, no, I'm not going to be cheating on anybody, even in a movie. I'm not going to be doing it. So she said, no.
That's very complicated.
I don't want to be cheating in front of millions of people. So they were saying, look, this is the script. But they let her away with it.
That's, yeah, you'd imagine as actors, I'm sure they still get a little bit of doubt, self-doubt. Would they be like, oh, I might get fired now if I do this?
Yeah, well, you wouldn't sign up for it if you didn't like the story, I presume. But anyway, they are actors who
I
have,
ain't wearing that hat.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I love these backstories of films, well-known
it's
films.
It's good, isn't it?
That Mike Myers thing, I never knew that. So that's how he got
Either
the gig.
Neither did I. I always thought he was the original guy. I didn't know Chris Farley, who was brilliant.
An ogre.
Yeah, I didn't know that he wasn't your first choice.
There you go. They take their traffic reports very seriously in America, so much so they still have helicopters. I mean, the amount of fuel that's used there. Use a drone. Use Waze like us, you know?
Yeah.
Basically, they have a traffic expert called Jim Gardner. Now, Jim looks like he's been on this earth a while, you know?
Yeah.
He looks like an older gentleman. But he's doing his live traffic report on Channel 9 in America.
So this truck was carrying, well, we can't really go into what it was carrying, but it was like, let's just say that
things that might buzz, and
Graham Norton may have had this on his show quite a few times.
A more personal version of WD-40.
Yeah, and like, you know, shops like Ann Summers might stock them.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you go to Bingo Loco, you might win one as a prize.
So the whole motorway's highway, as they call it, sorry, has come to a standstill. It is also the Mustang on ramp. So, the two girls back in studio, I think they know what's on board.
I don't think they do they? Also, the Mustang on ramp. That is completely shut. Because there's boxes all across the road.
Everywhere. And the road looks wet.
And this particular product is everywhere.
Everywhere.
So, this Turnpike Spur and Mustang on ramp here at I-40 will probably be closed for quite some time. Jim Garpoint live from Bob Mills. Scott, who's 9, back to you.
What a pro.
Jim, can you tell what he's carrying there? What's all over the road?
Silence.
All right, that's
a mess for sure.
That's the latest. I-40 eastbound.
Well,
looks like some.
We're zooming in. Not really. Maybe you
some
can tell. I can't tell.
Now they're in their original. Oh no, some of them aren't.
Oh no, you can see the little.
Okay, right.
Yeah, very bright pink.
Those are just boxes. No, but
some are actually out of the boxes. They've fallen out of the box.
Over the scene in Bob Mills Sky News 9 again. I-40.
Come on, Jim.
Hey, Jim.
What's on the road there, Jim Gardner?
Can you tell us?
You sound like a bit of a buzzkill, Jim.
Now, it's time for Showbiz News.
FM 104's Dish the Dirt.
With Autobuy.ie. Don't waste your precious time. Sell your car the easy way. Autobuy.ie.
We're all Luther fans, aren't we?
Absolutely.
Idris has confirmed the movie version of Luther is in the can.
Well, see, when I hear movie version, I get a little bit...
I know.
A little bit twitchy.
So it's going to be on Netflix. It's 90 minutes long. He said Luther's very adaptable.
Mm.
Some of the baddies that you'd be familiar with are still in the show. You can't go into too much detail, but I think when the original cast and all are in it, it should be okay.
Yeah, well, there's a great cast, so hopefully. And, you know, the Breaking Bad movie, I liked it. Some people didn't like it. I thought it was good.
Yeah, I just wonder, like you said, some of the seasons were 4 episodes long, some were 6, so it's quite adaptable. If you have never seen it, oh, you're in for a treat. Like, please do yourself a favour. Watch Luther. If you... People wearing masks, hiding down the back of buses.
Yeah, it's a bit now.
It's scary.
It's a bit of a rocket ride now. It can be a bit tough.
And it's got Idris Elba in it. So, like, there's lots to like.
If you don't like things that go bump in the night, it wouldn't be really for you.
No, you'd have the landing light on after watching.
But it's Luther, you know. He'll look after you.
It's one of those shows.
It's a big, heavy jacket. It looks like
shows.
Not the kind of jacket you'd want to be running around London in.
Of course not. No.
It looks a bit too heavy for me.
We've established this morning that Louis from One Direction is probably the soundest.
Absolutely not. No, we haven't established that. That's your opinion. Niall Horan is the soundest of One Direction.
Well, we have said that because he's Irish, but...
No, because we've met him and he's nice.
He is. We haven't met Louis. But he's the most normal, no?
No.
He'll open a
Niall
pub
is
or something.
The most normal.
He'll have a B&B in a few years' time.
I think he's made tens of millions, if not hundreds of millions. I don't think a B&B is probably on his radar.
Just for something to do, like.
Yeah, I think they don't need anything to do. If anything, maybe a hotel.
If he was...
A B&B, that sounds like somebody who's been EastEnders.
Oh, a nice B&B.
Not
B&B,
One Direction.
A nice B&B.
A very nice B&B.
Like, there's a B&B. I was on a trip on a boat on Saturday, and there's... Yeah. If you go out towards Hoth, there's a B&B that overlooks the sea, funnily enough. And it was on sale for 5 million and no one bought it. And then they dropped the price to 3 million and now someone's bought it.
If you were in a boy band, a former member of a boy band, that you'd be picking up a B&B like that.
So yeah, like Louis Tomlinson could have a B&B in Hoth, keep it on the DL.
And you'd be doing...
Go for pints with Larry.
Fried breakfast for people and appearing on Channel 4 on that show.
I'd say you could do a good breakfast. Louis in an apron.
Niall would do better. What do you do? Niall is better at breakfasts.
I'd say Niall looks like his mammy looked after him an awful lot through his life, you know? Anyway, if he could give himself advice for his younger days, what would he say to himself?
Musically, I would say that sometimes when you're first starting out, it's hard to work out who you are as an individual, as an artist, musically. But what's easier, or what I found easier, what I found easier was working backwards from who you don't want to be. And then you kind of reverse engineer it and eventually you realise, OK, well, this is who I want to be.
Love a little cough. He's so normal, like.
Yeah. Sarah Michelle Gellar has responded to Billie Eilish naming her as her celebrity crush. She was on a chat show at the weekend and the host asked her about it.
Billie Eilish recently called you her celebrity crush because she was a big Buffy fan, which premiered 25 years ago.
Oh, it was amazing. I saw it and I thought, finally, they're going to think I'm cool. It was honestly like the only thing, like, I mean, because nothing I do is cool. I have a teenager. I mean, nothing. And finally, I was like, yes. And I guess some of her friends had showed her on the bus because she doesn't have social media. So they had shown her. And so she just came home beaming. And yeah, it gave me points for like almost a week.
Guess how old Buffy is now, Jim?
Buffy is 48.
She's 45. Also, we were talking about She's All That a few weeks ago. She's married to Freddie Prinze Jr. Didn't realise that.
I didn't know that.
There you go.
No.
So she obviously has to like that movie, or at least say she likes that movie.
Yeah.
When we advise you to give the swerve. I did the heavy lifting for you. Leave it alone.
Yeah.
I brought you the story of the Belgian lady who was in France.
She was asked
to leave a swimming pool area of a hotel because she was topless, and her point was, all the other fellas are topless, what is the difference? I have nipples, Greg, can you milk me?
I reckoned at the time that she wouldn't win, she would lose.
That is what you said. That's on tape, on record.
Well,
a court in Berlin has rejected a discrimination lawsuit filed by a woman who was told by officials to cover her breasts at an open-air water playground in the capital while men were not asked to do so.
Oh, wait a second. You never told me last week there was an open-air water playground.
But this is her point. What's the
playground
difference?
Playground is for kids.
Yeah, well,
you can't be in the nip when there's kids around.
Her point was, it's not in the nip. I have bottoms on.
There's
no difference.
Yeah, well.
Anyway,
kids. Nothing they haven't seen.
The ruling can be appealed, but she has lost the case.
It sounded to me like, and I did jump to conclusions, but it sounded to me like the police were called because, so there must have been a kerfuffle.
She was probably annoyed because she was told to cover up.
But I reckon that it all went to court because of the kerfuffle. And then now it's been rejected about the discrimination.
No, I think she was trying to find, it was a discrimination lawsuit.
Okay. Well, she lost.
I want to take me top off.
Who is the most popular Irish TikTok politician?
Why are any of them on
well,
Mary
all,
Lou?
Because there's Mary. Well, no. Sinn Féin are the most followed party on TikTok.
That would make sense. Yeah.
They've got 92,000 followers. People Before Profit have 21,000, and the Fianna Fáil only have 6,300.
They're missing a trick there. If they got the Healy Rays on TikTok,
I believe.
Yeah, well, they're independent, are they? They probably are on TikTok.
Ah, they're linked.
So he sounded like a seal there, didn't he?
He does sound like a seal, yeah.
I believe that God himself...
No, who do you think it'd be?
One of the hot ones. There's a few sexy politicians.
Well, I mean, whatever you're into.
I'm not saying the same line, but is Simon Harris...
It's a Fine Gael. Yeah, it is Simon Harris.
Doesn't surprise me.
Simon Harris is the most followed popular TikToker on social media at the moment. Right. But Sinn Féin are right behind him. It's the party.
They haven't gone away, you know.
So he's got a good few followers. He's doing very well on there. He's right across most social media.
Just because you're big on social media doesn't mean you're going to do well at the polls, Jim.
No, I know. But he's big on that.
You just reminded me, I need to
block
him.
Good way to talk to your voters and to your constituents.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They're just what they want. TikTok. How will TikTok help me pay me bills?
Look.
Yeah, what's that, Mr. Harris?
He's TikToking. So fair play to him.
You should go and keep TikToking, yeah. You keep TikToking.
Now he's doing government information. He's not showing you how to bake banana bread or anything. You know, he's not doing any viral sensations.
I'd rather watch
that. He's not sticking pins into cans of fizzy drinks.
No. 13 million views later. Yeah,
it's amazing.
I have that on him.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.